Blog Talk Radio.
Father God,
Hallelujah. We come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmet. We thank you, oh gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west as pilgrims through this barren land, God. For we know that this earth is not our home, but that you have prepared for those of us that are living apart from your command, a mansion lying in reserve, God. And Lord, we just thank you for us being able to unite around the globe. God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, we will be so mindful to give your Son, Jesus Christ, all the glory, honor, and praise. These and other prayer petitions we ask in your Son, Jesus' righteous name. And we, in unity, have say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And like I said, I just thank you for being able to tune in tonight. For I know this is Friday night, might be your family night, might be just night to get closer to you and your mate. But whatever the case might be your movie night. You're gathering around, like I said, the campfire or the fireplace and just enjoying the fruit of the land. But whatever your endeavors are tonight, I thank you, hallelujah, for tuning in to the old ship of Zion on tonight. And God has a blessing as I far state every opportunity that presents itself. I want you to know that your works do not go unnoticed, but God is keeping a daily itinerary of all of our good and bad, do's and don'ts. God is keeping a written tablet, and he is going to reward you, hallelujah, for the good deeds that you measure out, hallelujah. What you measure is what you get back. And so I just thank you for tuning in on tonight, and we will go on in to our program. And our sermon tonight, we come in with part two of the conclusion of the hour has come. And we're talking about the crucifixion of Christ. Hallelujah. The passing of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we know that when Jesus died out on that cross, he paid for the sins of the human race. Only those who believe on him, however, can receive his loving provision. We know that the sacrifice of Christ is sufficient for all, but is effective only for those who place their trust in him. And we know that as the Lord Jesus hung on that old rugged cross, we know that there were also two criminals who were crucified next to him. We know that one of these men is now in the place of the lost. His doom is hell forever sealed. And the other is with Christ. His place is heaven assured for eternity. And they're contrasting attitudes towards the men of the center cross. Hallelujah, made all the difference. We know that one of the criminals nailed, hallelujah, at the Lord in unbelief. The other cried out in faith, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That's found in the law of Luke 23 and 42. To him Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. That's verse 43. We are all represented by one of those two men. Hallelujah. We either believe on Christ or we reject him. We know that our eternal destiny depends on our decision. Christ said of himself, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. That's found in the law of John 3:18. And let's thank Jesus for paying for our sins. And I'm here to tell you that if you haven't trusted him to do it today, in dying on the cross, Jesus became the great divine. We may also know, hallelujah, that we cannot tell what pain he had to bear, but we believe that it was for us. He hung and suffered there. And we know that at Calvary Cross, we stand at the crossroads to heaven or hell. Hallelujah. And we also know that, hallelujah, Jesus, you might ask the inquiry question, on whose side is God? And I'm here to let you know that there is no easy answer for such questions. And they involve the mystery of human limitation in the affairs of God. One thing is certain, that the lesson on Calvary is inconversable. God is not found where there is pressure or threat or contempt. God always respects and loves each of us. And inevitably, the fruits of his spirit are evidence, gentleness, patience, recollectedness. I know then, as I seek the answer to the question that qualifies my action for Christ, will produce what touch tone will tell us whether it's truly the passion of Christ which animates me. And we know that Paul had cautioned the Philippians, in your mind, you must be the same as Christ Jesus. At the cross of Christ, I know with certainty what mind this was. We know that one final conviction that I learned from the death of Christ, I live because he died. Wherever we may be, we carry with us in our bodies the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus too may also be seen in our bodies. That's found in the second law of Corinthians, hallelujah, 4:10. And this may help us to understand what St. Paul means when he reminds us that we always to carry with us the death of Christ, so that the life of Jesus might be seen in us. It is as though I too present myself before the Father Jesus, reminding him on the death of Christ willingly underwent for me, and he seeing in me the life of his beloved Jesus, accepts me as his son or daughter. In a mysterious way, I have become a continuation of the life of Jesus. This surely, hallelujah, is one of the meanings of Christ's death. The conclusion is inacceptable for anyone who wants to be fast. I cannot live henceforth just the way I like. I must live worthy of the price, of Christ and the price that he paid for me. Hallelujah. And we should always remember the ransom that was paid to free you and I from the useless way of life. Your ancestors handed down was not paid in anything corruptible, hallelujah, neither in silver nor gold, but in the precious blood of a lamb without spot or stain, namely Christ. That's found in the first law of Peter 1:18-19. St. Paul had no other message for his early Christians. The ransom Jesus died for all was so that living men and women should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised to life for them. That's found in the second law of Corinthians 5:15. And we're assured that none of us live as his or her own master. None of us dies as his own master. While we live as we are responsible to the Lord, And when we die as his servants, both in life and death. We are the Lord's. That is why Christ died and came to life again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. That's found in the law of Romans 14 and 7 through 9. And I'm here to let you know, saints of God, believers, extended church family, followers of Jesus Christ, supporters, kinship family, I'm here to assure you tonight that your body, hallelujah, you know is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you since you received him from God. You are not your own property. You have been brought with a price, and you have been paid for. That is why you should use your body for the glory and the honor of God. That's found in the law of 1 Corinthians 6 and 19 through 20. So I want you to know tonight that God loves you. God loved you to the point of death. That's the assurance that you have where you stand with God is God loves you. God loves each and every one of us to the point of death. God didn't have but one son. You know, some of us have one child, some have two, some have three. Some might have one sex of a male, some might have a sex of male and female. But God didn't have but one spiritual deity son, and his name was Jesus. He did not have a spare son, but yet he didn't even spare his own son, but he sent his son, hallelujah, down to earth from glory to die, to pay the ultimate price for your sins and my sins. So I'm here to alert your heart tonight that you do not belong to yourself, but you belong to God, for you were bought with a price, and that price, my friend, was the blood of the Lamb. You have been crucified. You have been redeemed. You have been set apart. You are no longer in the world or of the world. You are in the world, but you're not of the world. We live in this world because we exist down here on planet Earth, but we are not of the world. We don't participate in the affairs of the world. If they are not according to God's law, we have taken on a new identity. God said that we are new creatures in Christ. Once that you accept Christ into your life, you are a new creature. You have a new way of walking. You have a new way of talking. You have a new vocabulary. You know you have a new way of wearing your clothes. You are now dressed with the breastplate of righteousness. You're taking on a Christ-like identity. Hallelujah. And so I am here to encourage you tonight that you are encouraged to spend the rest of your earthly life in serving God, working in God's vineyard. Every prudent men and women, boys and girls, to forsake sin and to submit themselves to Christ. Hallelujah. This is our call. This is what God called you and I to do. He told us to go into all the world and to search out and seek out those which are lost. Tell them of the good news. And the good news, my friend, is the good news of Jesus Christ. Jesus came that we might have life, and that we might have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. So if I were you, if I have my hand already in God's hand, it is too late in the game to be playing a tag team. It is now to keep your hand on the plow and don't even think about looking back. But God's word declares that anybody that looks back is not even, you're not even qualified. You're not even fit for the kingdom of heaven. So I would encourage you on tonight, if you've got your hand in God's hand, keep your hand in God's hand. For we are living in the last days. We are living in people's times. We are living in the dark age. We are living in God's time of return. It is time to tell the world about Jesus and his love for mankind, for humankind. Hallelujah. For the human race. God didn't just die for certain people, but God died for all mankind. God died that we might live, that we might have the eternity choice of living either in everlasting eternity with God or living everlasting eternity in death, in the agony of pain, in a fiery furnace. Hallelujah. That engulfed with fire and brimstone, and that fire shall not be put out. The fire man can't put the fire out. I don't care, you can have all the king's horses and all the king's men. You will be just like Usher Dumpty. Had a great fall, and all the king's horses and all the king men cannot put that fiery furnace out. For every fire that God lights ain't a fireman that's living alive can put it out. Just like if God opened a door, there is not a devil in hell outside of hell that can close that door. If God shut a door, it's not a devil in hell, a devil around about hell that can open that door. It says the ability of God, authority and his might and his power to open up that door. So if I had my hand already in God's hand, you are in a safety zone. You are in the safety net of Jesus Christ. So keep it right there. And just keep on building on the temple. Keep on sending up your temple every day. For after a while, it will fail if we faint not. It is no time to be quitting on God. God did not quit on you and I. And there is no time to quit. We got to keep on working while it's day. Because when dark comes, no one can see how to work. It will be too dark to work. So we must work while it's day. You said, Overseer Ward, what you mean by work? I mean holding up the blood banner for Jesus Christ, telling other unbelievers about God, the God that took you and I out of the fiery clay, dust you off and clean you up. You are no more tarnished, but you're shining like pure gold. And you are to go into the world and tell unbelievers about this same Jesus Christ that cleaned you up, that have you shining like pure gold. And they too can be shining and look to perfection. Hallelujah, to have a lifestyle right now. All they have to do, accept God as their Lord and Savior into their life right now at this present time. And it's a done deal. Hallelujah. And it ended. I hope and I pray that I've said something. Hallelujah. To enlighten you. I hope and pray that this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. And if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in your behalf. You're encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio, your program has been. The old ship of Zion. You are encouraged to send your correspondence, making attention. Overseer Janice Wall, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again, you are encouraged to go in God and, allow God to continue to go in you. Till we meet again, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah. Bye. Bye now.